time, after the introduction about the three ways of Kiddushin and the Shalosh Regalim and the path of Bnei Yisrael on the way to Eretz Yisrael, we got into the core of it by noting that you have seven different sugyos, seven different passages of Gemara, which leave us with different impressions about whether Kiddushin is a mitzvah. We had four passages that we thought we could read to say it is a mitzvah. The most blatant one, the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, when it says that you should do this rather than your shaliach do it, because mitzvah bo yosemi bishlucha for him and for her as well. Mitzvah bo yosemi bishlucha, better that she should do it than that her proxy should do it, because the mitzvah is for her, which sure sounds like it's a mitzvah. We also saw the Gemara in Yevamah Samach Chalav Amud Beis, which had a mitzvah of marriage even for somebody who already fulfilled Pru Revu under Lo So Brala Shevesit, Lo Tova Yos Adam Labado, that you should not be alone. Yeah, we have more hard copies here. Please take. That's what they're for. The third one was the Gemara Psachim and Pes that seemed to say that Sudas Erusin is Sudas Mitzvah. And then the last one was the Yerushalmi and Brachos that talked about the bracha that you make, and it talked about making the Berachas HaMitzvah for Kiddushin. So those all seem to indicate that it is a mitzvah. Then we had two sources that seemed to say it's not a mitzvah. Moikat and Daf Yudches said that talking about the question of whether you're allowed to get married on Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, they said mitzvah is Nisuin, not Erusin. And the Gemara in Beitza Lamed Vav and Beitza Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph that said that it's about Peru. There seemed to say that really the only mitzvah involved is Peruvu. Kiddushin is not in and of itself a mitzvah, because it said that there's no mitzvah if one has a family already. It calls marriage Rishus at that point. And then the last one that wasn't clear was Ksuvas Dav Zayin that gave us the addition of the bracha for Erisin. And it sure doesn't sound like any Berkas HaMitzvah we've ever seen, although it does say Asher Kiddushan HaMitzvah Savet Tzivanu. So is it a Berkas HaMitzvah, or is it not a Berkas HaMitzvah? So our first approach out of the eight that we expect to collect was the Rambam's approach. And we read through various sources from the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvos, in his Mishnah Torah, that seem to say, you bet it is a mitzvah from Ki Yikach Ish Isha. That's what it sounded like. We're going to come back and refine our read of the Rambam today, but that is what it looked like. It was also seen in Rabbi Yechiel Miparis, who was quoted in the Ramban brought in the Sheet of Mekubetzes, he wanted to make the bracha of Lekadesh Es HaIsha a much simpler, more streamlined Birkas HaErusin, based on that Yerushalmi that I mentioned before. What in the world will the Rambam do with the sources that say there is no mitzvah? So the truth of the matter is that the read of Yevamah Samach Aleph Amud Beis, which said that it is a mitzvah, is a problem also for the Rambam, because it said the mitzvah is Lo Tov Hayos Adam Levado, not Ki Yikach. And we noted that you could justify it and say what the Rambam is saying is that Ki Yikach is evidence of a mitzvah, but not that that's the source. The source could still be Lo Tov, maybe. We asked the question of if you're really going to say that Kiddushin Memalev says there's a mitzvah, what about her mitzvah? Ki Yikach Ish Isha sounds like it's the man's mitzvah. So we're going to come back to that under the rush. We'll talk about what her mitzvah might be. But the last bit that we needed to clean up in the Rambam was, what are you going to do with the two sources that say it's not a mitzvah? Moed Katan regarding Chol HaMoed, and Beitza regarding marriage being Rishus. So in terms of Moed Katan, I want to come back to it much later on. The Moed Katan, which said the mitzvah is Nisuin, right, not Kiddushin, we're going to see approach number six on our list is going to be to say that Kiddushin and Nisuin are two parts of one mitzvah. It's actually one long mitzvah. So maybe you could argue that Moed Katan is talking about the conclusion of the process as the mitzvah. Maybe that's an argument you can make. Alternatively, we're going to see the last two approaches that we're going to bring are variations on the idea that the mitzvah is, if you're going to marry a woman, do it with Kiddushin. That's going to be our reread of the Rambam also. And if you take that approach, you can work with Moed Katan Yudches as well. They say that it's not that it's inherently a mitzvah. It's just if you're going to marry a woman, this is the way you're going to do it. We'll talk about that more as we get to that. In terms of the problem of Beitza Lamed Vav Lamed Beis Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph, it seems to say the mitzvah is only if you do per revu. So you could strain to answer it based on the Magid Mishnah, which I brought you in source Aleph on your sheet. which is really going to lead us to that approach that we're going to get to of, if you're going to get married, do it with Kiddushin. The Magen Mishnah says in Source Aleph, Abala Isha Shalol Hashem Isha is over Ba'aseh. A man who lives with a woman, not for the sake of marriage, is in violation of an Aseh. Right? We have this discussion of Kedesha or various versions thereof. The Rahmana, but he's not bringing that in right now. Actually, he's bringing in, the Rahmana Amar Ki Kach Ish Isha Uba Allah. The Pasuk says, Ki Yikach, when you take, which is a separate pasuk really, when he wants to live with her, it should be via ishus. It should be via marriage. So in other words, what he's saying is what we're going to get to in 7 and 8, which is, you're right, there isn't a standalone mitzvah outside of Pruvu. The Kuntrasei Shiurim has a different way to deal with this problem, and I brought you what he said, and I bothered to retype it because I don't understand what he said, but he is addressing this problem. Take a look, maybe we can make sense of it, maybe not. He says, Vitzarech Lomar, Degam L'Rambam Rabbeinu Yechiel, Mitzvahs Kiddushin Talia B'Mitzvahs Piriyah V'Rivyah. That even though they formulated it as an independent mitzvah of Kiddushin, maybe they really believe that it depends on Pururavu. V'chol she'enu machuyah b'periyah v'rivyah, and someone who already fulfilled Pururavu, he has no obligation, gam b'mitzvah Kiddushin enu machuyah, has no chiyuv Kiddushin. I don't understand what he's talking about. It's very nice to say that the Rambam maybe believes that it's also totally on Puravu, but we have no text of the Rambam that links it to Puravu at all. Like nothing.
Except for potentially, say, for mitzvahs.
In what way will it take you there? Because say for mitzvahs is just the opposite. Say mitzvah says, Pir Verivya is one mitzvah, and Libel B'Kiddushin is a separate mitzvah.
Well, he links them together, and livol b'kiddushin, if we explain the words as livol to mean that in order to be mekayim the previous mitzvah...
But on what planet? The Rambam never said... Just the opposite. He told you what Ezer's referring to is that the minyan mitzvahs that we saw last time, I didn't reproduce it on this sheet, the minyan mitzvahs in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos says, here's my list of mitzvahs I say, and he says, reish yud beis, reish yud gimel, are, period v'rivya, Vilivol b'kiddushin. If you really meant that kiddushin was a mitzvah that was contingent upon Puravu, why did you divide them up into two separate mitzvahs? Granted, it uses the term livol, but I don't think livol actually means relations.
I'm just saying that's, you could argue that way.
You can make that argument, but it still won't make, it still won't work. Because when he actually gives you the text of Reish Yud Gimel that I put on the sheet last week, nowhere does he mention anything about Puravu. The entire paragraph that is Reish Yud Gimel said nothing about Puravu. Because he put Puravu in Reish Yud Beis. If he meant that this mitzvah is contingent on, I don't know of any mitzvah where the Rambam does that. Where the Rambam believes that one mitzvah is contingent on something else, but he completely separates them out into two silos. And says, and acts as though they're separate, even though he means for them to be together. I understand philosophically why one might do this. I just don't see the evidence at all that the Rambam is doing it. I understand your point about the fact that they're stuck side by side, and clearly they go together. And the Rambam does not want people engaging in Puravu without Kiddushin, let's be clear. I think Iker Chasam and HaSefer would be an understatement. But those would be ways to resolve Beitza Lamed Vav. That's just, you know, finishing up that point from last time. This is all within the Rambam's view that there is indeed a mitzvah. So for approach number two, we go to the opposite extreme.
Yeah. Putting the Rambam aside, would you agree, though, that that's that a possibility that if you're not in the prayer with Rivia, that you're not Machayev the Kiddushin, then?
Leaving the Rambam aside. What do you mean? One of our other seven approaches? Let's see them. Within the Rambam, I see no reason whatsoever. Let's see the other approaches, and then we can talk about them one by one. But within the Rambam, certainly as the Rambam is currently formulated, I see no reason to say that someone who's exempt from Puravu for whatever reason will be exempt from Kiddushin. The Rambam says, Ki Yikach, go get married. That's the Rambam's statement. And he won't care if this guy has, 30 children, as far as the Rambam seems to be concerned. The second approach is the opposite approach. It says there is no mitzvah of Kiddushin. Kiddushin is just the way that we get to fulfill Pru Revu, which is a mitzvah. Within this view, when the pasuk says ki kach ish isha, it means if, not when. Someone pass Corey a hard copy. You have the computer.
Yeah.
Okay. The ki kach is if you get married, not when you get married. So who holds this view? So Rav Sajid Gaon in Sefer HaMitzvos Asei Samach Tes has very interesting language, which is explained in the commentary of Rav Perlo on it. Fortunately, the Bar Ilan has Rav Perlo's commentary. So take a look at Gimel, and you'll see what happens there. Rav Sajid Gaon writes, you have to remember, his Sefer HaMitzvos doesn't look like anybody else's Sefer HaMitzvos. It's a poem. So here's his line first, in the beginning of Gimel, about this mitzvah. Mekach kesef ushtar ubia, a transaction of kesef shtar bia, bum ba'isha tarid, through them with the woman tarid. And tarid, the mefarshim assume, is a statement about pru urvu, achieving ridiya, which is not ridiya sapas. But achieving ridiya is somehow understood to mean procreation. I have to admit that linguistically I find that a very creative read, but that seems to be what Rav Sajid Gaon and his poetry meant. Take a look at Rav Perla's commentary here. He says, L'chora nira, da'akavana l'mitzvahs kidushe isha. He says, I think Rav Sajid Gaon is referring to the mitzvah of marriage, which the Rambam enumerated in Sefer HaMitzvos. He's not saying the mitzvah is ki yikach. He takes the view of the Rush, which we're going to see from the Rush a little bit later. He takes the view that there is no mitzvah of marriage. The mitzvah is procreation, tarid. Usvirale de mitzvahs kiddushin v'nisua isha, eina ele mitzvahs peruvu. Any mitzvah involved in kiddushin and nisuin is really just the mitzvah of peruvu. These are all just stages to get to the point of procreation. This seems to be the view of the Ran. If you take a look at source Dalid, the Ran in Kiddushin, he's commenting on the beginning of the second parak, says Ashmeinan Masnisin, the mitzvah ba yosmi bishlucha. He says the Mishnah teaches us that it's better for her to do it herself, not to send an agent. The afagad the isha ena mitzuva b'piri of arivya, even though she has no mitzvah per revu, and therefore you can't say mitzvah ba, and that is indeed what posts contend to assume, because the Gemara says so. Mikamakom yesh la mitzvah mibneshi misayas the ba lakayim mitzvah. So she still has a mitzvah because she helps the husband to fulfill his mitzvah. We're going to talk about that separately. I don't want to get bogged down right now in what is her role in siyua for pru revu. We'll talk about that. We're not there yet. Calling her misayas and pru revu is something akin to saying that the roofer I bring in to fix the hole in my roof is misayas and me in fixing my roof. Because I paid the roofer, right? And the roofer, is misayaya by, buying the materials, making the plan, putting up a roof, and everything else. So she's misayaya in Peru Revu. Nonetheless, that's not our point right now. Our point right now is that the Ran is framing this as the mitzvah of Peru Revu. Right? And he's very clear that he thinks the mitzvah is Peru Revu. I mentioned last time that I had listened to Shiurim by Rav Sobolovsky on this, on the mitzvah of Kiddushin. So he was bothered by this. Because if you look at Hay, this is the Ran commenting on the Birchas HaMitzvah but the Bracha of Erusin, right? That's problematic Bracha. So look at what the Ran says here in Source Hay. Much of it is overlapping with the Rush, but nonetheless. Vim Tomar, he says, you might ask, Hechon Matzinu Bracha Kagon Zusha Mevarchan Al HaIsser, right? Why are you making a bracha? The bracha of Erisin, right? Sha'as alanu es ha'arayas, right? That God prohibited the arayas. Why do you make a bracha on what's aser? What kind of birkas ha'mitzvah is that? We don't make a bracha on the aser. V'lo ein mebrachan sha'as alanu evir menachai. V'hit alanu es ha'shachot. The bracha on shechita is not God, you forbade us evir menachai. V'od ma'inyan lahazkir bebracha zu arayas. Why are you mentioning arayas here at all? Frankly, it's not polite at a wedding. V'od Lama ein mevarchim mebeir katzar asher kiddushanu ala kiddushin. Kshem shem mevarchim al kol hamitzvos mebeir katzar ala milah ala shkita. And further, why don't you use the normal girsa of a birkas hamitzvah, the one-liner? So my point in bringing this, the other Rav Sobolevsky's point in bringing this, is he clearly seems to think there's a mitzvah in kiddushin. Otherwise, why is he asking this set of questions? It sounds like he does believe that this is a mitzvah. I don't think this is insurmountable, but it is an interesting point. Yes?
That you should be in the work and all this is very simple, because the word kiddushin is Abdullah.
Yes.
And it means it's not that you're doing...
So I'm going to ask you to wait 40 minutes, because I have an idea that's close to that, but it needs a few steps before we can get there.
Okay, that's one.
Yes.
Two, as I asked last time, there is a great... blank here. Al kem yazov yishas aviv eskimoi v'dovat v'ishvei oilo.
We have time to get there. We're not there yet.
Because nobody mentions it so far, and it's crazy.
Correct.
To me.
Okay. Because just wait. Patience.
We have other mitzvahs that he like a kohen who eats kachim doesn't have to eat kachim, but if he does, it makes a bracha.
Correct.
Same idea here. If he doesn't have to get married, but if you bring the raya that makes a bracha, that should be a mitzvah.
No. Bringing the raya from the fact that he uses the language of this is a mitzvah when before he told us that it wasn't a mitzvah, that peruvu is the mitzvah. That's all I'm bringing here. We will get to your idea, though, about mitzvahs which are not obligatory, but if you're going to do it this way. That we will get to.
So according to the Rambam, you're yoytze the mitzvah when you get married. Even though you have no children, you're still yoytze the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Kedushin, but not...
Correct. Separate mitzvah. Now, the Rush is the one who's most commonly cited as holding that there's no mitzvah, it's just peruvu. Everyone talks about it as Rambam versus Rush. And I think because he really takes the time to unpack it. If you take a look at Vav, this is his comment on the Birkas Erusin. Some say that you actually make the bracha after Kiddushin. We don't. We do the bracha before Kiddushin. I'm saving most of the discussion about that because we're going to have a separate mitzvah on Birkas Erusin, a separate shir on Birkas Erusin. And we'll talk more about the before and after when we get to that topic. But the Rush notes, some say to say the bracha after Kiddushin, which is not what you would normally think of doing a Birkas HaMitzvah. Dilma Hadra Baha Isha Bahabila Bracha Labatala. Why would I post date it? Because what if she backs out? Right? That would be embarrassing, not to mention you're stuck. What am I going to do? V'yod shevachol ha-mitzvot l'fishem azkirin asiyas ha-mitzvah mevarchan alein over la-asiyasan. Further, normally you make the bracha before the mitzvah because your bracha mentions to do this mitzvah. Here it doesn't actually say anything about the mitzvah. You're not saying to do this mitzvah. And since you don't mention doing the mitzvah, so it could be afterwards too. Right? As we've already asked, why aren't you making the simpler bracha? And further, which we saw in the run, but the Rush is the main articulator of this. He says, where do you make such a bracha about what Hashem prohibited to us? And why are you mentioning Arayos? And by the way, V'od, Ma Lanu Lahazkir Chuppah Bekan. Well, who threw in Chuppah of the Kiddushin? What does that do with Chuppah? In days of the Gemara, they do in Chuppah a year later. Why are you throwing in Chuppah? Not to mention, you're doing it in the wrong order. Chuppah of the Kiddushin. Kevin Shemavarchim Birkas Erizin Vesa Erizin Ubalo Chuppah. You're doing the Kiddushin without a Chuppah, venerally. He says, I don't think this is a Birkas HaMitzvah. Surprise! The mitzvah is You could fulfill Peruvu with a Pilagesh. We'll have a separate shear on Pilagesh, not to worry. But the answer is no. Does he know what this bracha is? It's a Birkas HaShevach. It's a Birkas HaShevach. We have brachos that we make to say, wow, Hashem, you are wonderful. And that's what we're doing here. Because Hashem separated us from the way the world gets married, and he commanded us to marry a woman who is permissible to us, not one of the arayos. And why did it go through the iser against being with someone's arusa? And why did it mention the whole chuppah of the kiddushin? Here, shelo yita adam lomar shabracha shel kiddushin nitkin al atir alo. Because otherwise, someone might hear this bracha and think now they're permitted to each other. You heard me make a bracha on Kadesh Aisha or whatever version you're going to use. You might think that she's mutter. Makach is giru chuppah. Lomar did davka birkas chuppah hi amateres hakala. Meaning to say, we're still waiting on chuppah. And usher until then. And you'll tell me, but it's out of order. It should be kiddushin v'chupa, not chupa v'kiddushin. Olah chinam yigdimu chupa v'kiddushin lomar v'hitir lanu asanesuos al yidei chupa sh'achar birkas ha'kiddushin.
Reverse
the order, correct. There's more to say about the order in the bracha that, again, when we do the shiur on Birkas Erisin, then we can talk about this more. There are other explanations, but that's what he says. What you're trying to say is Hashem permitted those we are married to via chuppah that comes after Kiddushin. Yes, that's counterintuitive. By the way, one question that you have to ask when you deal with this is, who exactly is supposed to be making this Birkas HaShevach? We have the Messiah Kiddushin make the Birkas HaShevach, right? If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, so we assume he's doing it on behalf of the Chasan and perhaps the Kala as well. But if it's a Birkas HaShevach, who is the one being Meshabeach? Is it still the couple? Or is it the tzibur at large who are there at the wedding? He's making it on their behalf. The reason why I specify this is one of the questions that people discuss regarding this bracha is, what happens if the chasan and or the kala are deaf? You can't make a bracha on behalf of somebody who's deaf. So the question becomes, so what do you do? Is there birkas erisin in this? How do you handle that? However, if the bracha is a birkas hashavach made on behalf of the crowd, then you're okay. So again, that's another issue we have to talk about when we get to the shiur on Birkas Erisin. I don't want to jump the gun. Also, a good question, not for right now.
The lotion of the Rosh, ki peri revia hainu ki yom ha-mitzvah. He doesn't say ki peri revia ki ha-mitzvah. So maybe that's what you were saying before. Maybe it's one long mitzvah. In other words, ki peri revia hainu ki yom ha-mitzvah, the long mitzvah which started in Kiddushin. In other words, it's going to be more direct. Say, peri revia is the mitzvah. He didn't say that.
Yeah.
Kiyum Hamis.
But it doesn't fit the rest. It doesn't.
Do we start
the continuation?
Right.
I'm sorry?
Read the next thing.
Exactly.
If you really believe that Kiddushin was integral to it, he couldn't have finished the sentence the way he did.
Okay.
Yeah, because I also love that as a way Kiyum Hamis, but it doesn't fit the rest of the language.
I mean, because traditionally, like, non-Jews also got married and everything. They had the.
But without Kiddushin. But without Kiddushin, right? We read the Rambam last week who explained the way that the world gets married. There's no Kiddushin involved. You don't have a stage in which he has to give her something of value or a shtar or whatever, and then she's also to the rest of the world and to him, and then she becomes mutter. That's a Jew thing.
But the whole thing in non-Jews, adultery, this, that, marriage is...
Marriage is not Kiddushin. No. Kiddushin does not mean monogamy. Kiddushin means the set of ceremonies that we have that create a legally binding relationship. That's what we're talking about. And as far as I know, there is not another religion on earth that does it this way. They have their own things that they do. The Catholics have a sacrament. People have all sorts of fun things. But what we do is ours.
Why is that behavior dilemma, though? I mean, it doesn't make it...
Because it gave us a ritual that's our own. But talk more about this, because we're not done with this idea. But I really, I felt bad already that I completely am going to use the entire hour here. Rabbi Abbey's going to have nothing to say. So I really would like to get to the things that I said I was going to do in 45 minutes, because now it's in 35 minutes. The Rabbi Rosenzweig, in his share on this point, on the Rush, noted there is one problem. Actually, it wasn't Rabbi Rosenzweig, it was someone in the share noted the problem. There's a tshuva of the Rush in Zion. In which the Rush writes, "Veshisha Alta, you ask the following question: Shematzas Akasiv Veshelos Yitshuvas Hashem the Riff Shein Levarach Because Erusin Ela Kodem Akidushin." The questioner asked him. The Riff says that you should only do it before the Kiddushin, as well as became Birkas Lachniso Bebriso Kodem Gemar Hamila. Lefi Shekol Amitzas Levarach Lem Over Lasiyasan. So the questioner asked him, "Is that really true?" Vadai Kane Hu Kamoshika Saft, and he says, "You bet. Vamavarch Achar Kiddushin, Tawahu Machzirin Oso." You make the bracha after Kiddushin, it's a mistake. I don't know what the words of Machzirin Oso mean. I don't know how you're Machzir him at that point, it's too late. But I think it's Shigur Delishna. That's the phrasing that we normally use. Someone makes a mistake in a bracha and it's filo or something like that, we say Machzirin Oso. But the point isn't that. The point is, he acts as though it's a mitzvah. If it's a Birkas HaShevach, it's not true. Birkas HaShevach isn't before the event takes place, just the opposite. So the rush in the tshuva suddenly sounds like it is a mitzvah. You know, the rush, we have the famous case of the rush giving in on Vesein Talumatar, when he wants to change the calendar for Vesein Talumatar, and no one else agrees, and he writes a letter on Chol HaMoed explaining his logic and saying, but I lose. Is he saying, but I lose here, and giving the tshuva based on the sheet of the Rambam as opposed to himself? I don't think so, but I don't know how to resolve it.
I think it's an interesting choice also that he chose Lachnito Bivriso, which is not the Birkas HaMitzvah there either.
Right, well, that was the questioner who did it. That's not the rush.
Right, but it could be that whether or not it's the Rish, or if it's the rush, that they were...
It is funny that it's
a Birkas HaShevach that is relating to a mitzvah in some way.
It's a good Ha'ara. It's an interesting Ha'ara. I hear you. We should look in the Rif, find this right. Tshuva of the Rif. And see
if we even think it comes from the Rif.
Yes, correct. There are major differences between the Rush's view, Rush or Sajagon Ran, right, and the view of the Rambam. What about a man who already fulfilled Peruvu? Is there any reason for him to do Kiddushin? Does the Brach have to be made over Lasi Hasan? Now, the Rush is going to have no problem with Ksuva Zayin Amud Beis. He's already told us. Birkas Harrison is a Birkas HaShevach, and therefore I'm happy. But what is he going to do with the sources that say there is a mitzvah? Right? The beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin said mitzvah bo, mitzvah ba. Was the Rush not aware of the daf? No, that is not true. So, let's deal with Kiddushin. Mitzvah bo. So, his take will be that it is a hechsher mitzvah for pru urvu. When we say mitzvah bo, yosemi b'shlucho, that he should do it himself because it's his mitzvah, what we mean is it's a build-up towards his mitzvah. And the Mishnah Halachos brings this in source test. I was looking for somebody who just said it as a blunt one-liner, and he does it quite nicely. He, at the end of the paragraph I brought you in Ches, Kvima Shekasav HaRosh, Ikra HaMitzvah, Priya V'Rivya, V'Kiddush, Navakachad, V'Hechshir LeMitzvah. Right? Simple, straightforward read of it. The Kiddush says Shiram as it is. Well.
So Nisum too should follow then. Only
I'm sorry?
It's not just Kiddush. Nisum too.
Correct. No, the whole thing.
Everything
still. Even more
yes.
So.
Although the Rush can't.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Closer to the mitzvah, you're about to be. Now you're able to be the kind of
right. Right. When I earn the money that I can use to get a lulav, and I have in mind this is going to be for the lulav, you can call that in some sense hechsher mitzvah, but buying the lulav is a lot more of a hechsher mitzvah. What about mitzvah ba? What about mitzvah ba? What's her mitzvah? So this is what I meant when I said we have to come back to see what you can do with her mitzvah. So multiple possibilities. One possibility is to suggest that pru urvu is not the only mitzvah fulfilled when one has children. There is a broader idea called l'sheves yitzara, taken from a pasuk in Yeshaya. Hashem wishes for the world to be settled. In the interest of time, I'm going to say outside what I brought you here in sources Tes and Yud. The Gemara in Gittin talks about the unhappy state of a chetzio eved chetzio ben chorin. You have somebody who was an eved. Okay, he was not Jewish. He was an eved Kanani. He was purchased by two owners. And then one of them freed his half. So now this fellow is a half and half. He's chetzio eved, chetzio ben chorin. So we have a problem. As the Gemara outlines, what are you going to do for him? Who is he supposed to get married to? He can't marry a shefcha because half of him is free. He can't marry a bas chorin because half of him is an eved. And you can't tell me you should do nothing because the world is created for pru urvu. And they quote the pasuk in Yeshaya, lo so bra la sheves yitzara. So what we do is we force the other guy to free his half. That's the upshot of the Gemara that I brought you in source test. So Tosos here asks the question, Hazalanaka Puruvu, why did you bring the apostle Loso Brala Sheves Yisara? It's good to learn Yeshaya. Right? The Chabura, again, Friday mornings, 8:30 AM, Chabura in Yeshaya, we're up to Parak Chafei. Loso Brala Sheves Yisara is a very important pasuk, but I would have thought you'd bring Sefer Bereishis. So the Tosafos brings three answers. The third answer is the Rivam in Source Yud. Rav Yitzchak Rav Mordechai Mefarish Shnaka LaSheves Yitzara Mishum Tshayach Af Bitzad Avdus. Aval Puruvu Lo Shayach Ela Bitzad Cherus. The answer is that he mentions LaSheves Yitzara because LaSheves Yitzara will apply not only to his free half but also to his eved half. Puruvu will not apply to his eved half. Puruvu is our mitzvah. LaSheves Yitzara applies to the eved half of his identity. entity as well. It applies even to the Tzad Avdus. The Sefer HaMakneh, or as I overheard you note correctly, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is Hamikna. Nonetheless, everyone calls it Sefer HaMakneh, and that's what I'm going to call it. The Sefer HaMakneh in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin takes this view at least as his first approach as well, that Lasheves Yitzara will apply to an Eved and Lasheves Yitzara will apply to her, that she has a mitzvah of Lasheves Yitzara. Women and Avadim have the same chiyuv. Rabbi Sabalovsky notes in his shir that this may not be so. It depends. Eved and Isha may have the same status when they're technically in the same category, but where the disqualification from a mitzvah is somehow physically related, such as a woman's exemption from the mitzvah of a beard, if she doesn't have a beard, that mitzvah will apply to an eved. So it could be that if you take her exemption from Pru Revu as a function of being a woman and the Chivshua, and not going into the whole thing right now, but that Gemara that discusses why women are exempt from Pru Revu, you can make the argument that the Eved may still, you can make the argument that even though the Eved has Shevis, she may not, noting just that it's not quite so clear cut.
What does La Shevis Yitzra mean?
La Shevis Yitzra means Hashem created the world for the sake of Shevis. That's what it means. Yes, Jerry.
When we say the mitzvah of Purifu, are we limiting ourselves to the one in Bereishis?
Yes.
Do we include the one in Noach?
No, well, technically speaking, actually, the one in Noach is the real one.
So
meaning the one in Bereishis is a bracha.
That's also said to an Eved.
Sorry?
That's also said to an Eved.
Or is it the one in Bereishis is the bracha? Is the mitzvah and the other one is the bracha?
It's said to an Eved.
Because Ham is present also.
Right.
Well, it comes out the Eved. It's not.
Yeah. Say that too.
Fine. Fine. Interesting. That's one approach, though, for mitzvah ba. Mitzvah ba means Lasheves Yitzara, not mitzvah's Kiddushin. That's one approach. Another approach is to say she is necessary for the mitzvah, even if she doesn't have the mitzvah directly, and therefore it's mitzvah ba as well. Like the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Chaf. If you take a look at Source Yid Aleph, Amana LeKohen Gadol, we say if Rachmana Litzlan, a man dies without children, and his brother is the Kohen Gadol, so the brother can't do Yivam. Right? He can't do Yibum because she's an Almana. He's not allowed to marry an Almana. So the rule is, Chalitza no Yibum. So the Gemara there says, Kapasik Vatani, Loshna Amanamene, Nisuin Loshna Menha Erisin. Doesn't matter whether it was from Nisuin or whether it was after Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Menha Nisuin. I understand why you're not going to do Yibum if it was post Nisuin, because after all, Asay and Alos Asay. He's not allowed to marry an Almana under Alos Asay, and he has an Asay to marry a Basula. Right? And so that will override any Yibum imperative. Ella mina erisin lo sasa greta hi. But if she's an amana mina erisin just from kiddushin, then it's a simple love. It's a simple lo sasa. They not to marry an amana, and his mitzvahs associated with Yibum should really override. That's the question that the Gemara asks there in Yevamos. But wait a minute. She doesn't have a mitzvah, sasei of Yibum. How could you suggest to me that his mitzvah to do Yibum should override the Yisurim involved? She doesn't have a mitzvah, sasei of Yibum. It's Yivama, Yavo Aleha. To which the answer is, she is necessary for the mitzvah of Yibum, and therefore she has some kind of a kiyum, some kind of fulfillment in the mitzvah of Yibum too. Even though she has no obligation to pursue the mitzvah, she has some kind of fulfillment of it. The Sefer Charedim, where Sabalovsky points this out in Yud Beis, the Sefer Charedim does this regarding Birchas Kohanim. He says that there is a, even though the Torah frames Birchas Kohanim as a mitzvah for the Kohanim to give the bracha to everybody, there is a mitzvah of sorts for the Yisrael to be mitbarech. Because without a Yisrael, there is no Birchas Kohanim. Unlike the view of the Ritva, by the way, in Sukkah Lamed Aleph in the base. Yeah.
We say maybe that the mitzvah of Yibum is not finished until Achim Shem Achi. And she's definitely part of that.
She's necessary for it, yeah.
So this is a step up then,
yeah.
The Messiah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, this is not Messiah is coming next. Yeah. Messiah is coming next. This is stronger than Messiah. This is she's integral to the mitzvah, and frankly, I wonder if you couldn't do this for the Rambam as well. We ask for the Rambam, where is her mitzvah? I wonder if the Rambam says ki yikach, right? Nah, he's not dealing with puravu. But I wonder if you couldn't also say, well, ki yikach, the way that we believe marriage is supposed to be, she is necessary for it, and therefore you could apply this to the Rambam's shita as well. Even though he's not, we're transplanting a puravu idea, but I think you should be able to do so. Third approach to what her mitzvah would be is the misayaya idea that we saw already in the run. She is misayaya her husband. This is not the same thing as saying that she is necessary for it. What it's more like to me is the Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, where we talk about the issue of helping somebody else to commit an avera, and there's an issur derabbanan of misayaya. And as Tosfos explains in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, I didn't bring it on the sheets, but Tosfos in the beginning of Avodah Zarah explains that if you have a chiyuv to separate people from averos, how much more so are you not allowed to help people in committing an avera? That's his basis for saying that you have an iser of helping somebody else to sin. His point there is, even if you can get around lifnei iver by saying, well, they could get help somewhere else, you still have to contend with the problem of misayaya, but you're assisting them in an avera when you're supposed to keep people from sinning. So I think along those lines, you can make the same argument here. And say that that's the Ron's idea of misayaya. You are assisting people. She is assisting the husband in his mitzvah. And again, go back to the Rambam. You could apply this to ki yikach as well. She is assisting in ki yikach. Last idea for what her role is in the mitzvah is the simple suggestion that this is a kiyum hamitzvah. She's like an ena mitzvah va'osa. Right? Just like we say that she gets a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though she's exempt from Talmud Torah. So maybe there's something to be said for that as well. In which case, again, you could apply it to ki yikach. I'm going to come back to this idea below when we talk about mitzvah kiyumis, which we have to get to in approach number 5. So wait for number 5 below, and we'll discuss that a little bit more. But again, we got into this sub-branch by asking the question of, if the Rosh believes the mitzvah is puravu, then what do we do with the sources that say that there is a mitzvah in Kiddushin itself? So our first source, the one we just wrestled with, was the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin. But we had 3 others. What are you going to do with Yivama Samach Aleph and the Beis, which said, Lo Tov Heyosa Adam Levado, even without puravu? That seems very clear. Puravu was over. He fulfilled puravu. And yet, Lo Tov Heyosa Adam Levado was a mitzvah for him to get married. So the Kuntresh Shiurim suggests what I brought you here in Source Yud Gimel. Ve'efshar lomar, de'en kavanas Shmuel. Shmuel is the speaker there in Yevamos. Ein kavanas Shmuel dechayev lekadesh u'mekayim mitzvah b'kidushin. Shmuel doesn't actually mean that you have an obligation of getting married and that fulfills a mitzvah. In a chanami, ein b'kidushin shum mitzvah. No, there is no mitzvah in it. It's only peruvu. Rak im omid below isha over belav the lo tov heyos adam levado. But being single is a problem of lo tov heyos adam levado. It's not that there's a mitzvah of kiddushin; it's that there's some kind of an iser of lo tov heyos adam levado. That's a very novel idea. That certainly does not appear in the Rambam 613. Although the Rambam does believe you're not supposed to be alone, he has it as a derabanan, not as a deoraisa. But that's a very interesting idea. Yeah, meta, proto, something to indicate that it's not what we usually think of as a mitzvah. I don't know what he would do with Psachim Memtes about Sudas Erisin, unless he would say that it's a Sudas Hechsher mitzvah, and that makes it like a Sudas mitzvah, right? And as far as the Yushalmi and Brachos, which sound like the mitzvah, wanting you to say Lekadesh Esaisha, so the truth is, there were 2 views there in the Gemara. And maybe he'll say the Babli holds differently from the Yerushalmi. Maybe he could give that answer. Okay, so we have 2 major views. Rambam Ki Yikach, Rosh Hashanah Rush, saying that it's, and you can stick Rabbeinu Yechiel in with the Rambam also, although they're not quite the same, the Rosh Rosh Hashanah saying that it's just Peruvu. Next, we have 3 minor views. Okay? The 3 minor views say it is a mitzvah, but it is not ki yikach, and it is not peruvu. It is something else instead. The first one is that it is indeed sheves. L'Hashem es Yitzar, Hashem wants the world to be settled, which is good, because it'll work for the mitzvah ba issue that we mentioned before as well. And this fits with an interesting ha'ara on the Bahag by a fellow by the name of Noor Gilad, who wrote an article in Shir LaMa'alot, which is from the yeshiva in Ma'alot. It's their journal, the second volume of their journal. He noted, if you take a look at Suras Yadalad, the Bahag, you remember, the Bahag is the earliest code of mitzvahs that survives. You're talking period of the Gaonim now. So before the Rambam, before the Rif, you've got the Bahag giving you the collection of the Torah's mitzvahs, and he classifies them. So here's a piece from one classification in Yudalit. Elu parshios chukim u'mishpatim hamesurim letzibur. The following are communal obligations. So, for example, I brought you his first few. Aleph, parshas Sanhedrin gedolo ketana, setting up courts. Right, that sounds like a good communal mitzvah. Beis, sheishari miklat, right, mem beis year, setting up the ari miklat, the cities of the Levian. Gimel, nizikin, the laws of damages, that people should not hurt other people. Dalid, Mishkan v'chol kelav, setting up the Mishkan, it's killing. These are communal. And if you go down his list, you get to number Nuntes, Parshas Likuchin v'gerushin. That's a very interesting communal mitzvah. In what sense is it a communal mitzvah? So you could make the argument that after all, the way we understand lo sinah, right, adultery, we understand is bad for the community. It's destructive, you know, breaking up communities, causing anger and fights, and so on. Sorry.
In fact, we have that in legislation of regular secular government today.
Correct. So you can make that argument. But take
I think there's a stronger argument.
Take a look at what he says here in Tesla. Noor Gilad says, Venir Alephine is daiti. I don't think what he's saying is so different. Venir Alephine is daiti shalamrot heyot mitzvah zumutelat al-kol achad v'achad me'atzibur. Even though this is an obligation for each individual, he novat mipan hatziburi shabab. It springs from the communal aspect. Shazoi be'etzim ha'sibah l'kiyum yishuv ha'olam. Aidei mitzvah zusha kidushin. Because it maintains the world. I'm bouncing back and forth between my natural accent and what I assume is Noor Gilad's Israeli accent. The idea that he's floating is that this is in fact Sheves oriented. Okay.
Singles have no place in the Jewish society.
That would be a terrible thing to say. Please don't do that. We're on tape.
He had a set of question mark, not a statement.
Yeah, but the people can take like one little thing and just, you know, cut and paste it.
But that's what it means. Like, who came in Gershin is a communal responsibility.
I mean, he's making it sound like this is a communal responsibility, but like every other responsibility, some people are able to fulfill it directly and some people need other means. That's certainly true when it comes to Peruvu. Perlo has a different approach altogether to why the Bahag puts it there. But that's an approach. This is approach number three, right? The first of our three minor approaches, so to speak. Minor approaches, not because the Bahag is minor, the Bahag is not minor, but because Rambam and the Rush tend to take up all the oxygen in the room. The fourth approach, and this goes back to Jerry, is V'davak B'ishto. If you take a look at source test, Zion, the smock. L'kadesh es ha'isha, mitzvah 183. Dichsiv kikach ish isha. V'gam libnei noach, ksiv v'davak b'ishto. Mikan sha'odam mitzuv aliyos lo isha miyuchades lishmo. V'afilu libnei noach, and bo l'sinai, I added the underlines, nitosfu lehem kiddushin. His language is not kiddushin replaces it, it is added on to it. So you can make the argument that what he is suggesting is that we also have a Devak B'Ishto as a mitzvah component. And I had heard a shir from Rav Shechter, and I seem to recall, I don't have it anymore, but I seem to recall that I heard Rav Shechter just in passing in a shir just say, yeah, the mitzvah Kiddushin is with Devak B'Ishto. I'm recognizing how late it is. I'm actually gonna go weiter here. I apologize. I'll let Jerry count because this was his thought already half an hour ago.
Last time.
But these are going to have to ask you to hold.
Because the word Al-Kain is used by Al-Kain Layoich Lubin Yisrael as a Gid Anasha as a mitzvah.
Oh boy, Gid Anasha is a whole other discussion as to why it survives Har Sinai.
Pre-Sinai.
Yes, I understand, but
not necessarily.
Yeah, that not necessarily is a good answer. Let's stop with that. The fifth approach, the third of our minor approaches, so to speak, and I hinted at this already before, is that it's a mitzvah kiyumit. It's a good thing to do. But it's not an obligation. Now, and this is something that people say more than it appears in a particular sefer. The weakness of this approach is that it doesn't explain exactly what mitzvah it is that is not obligatory but fulfilled with kiddushin. Meaning, and I saw this discussed actually by a fellow Rabbi Kahat in Mitzvahs Kiddushin, in an article, Mitzvahs Kiddushin, in the journal Arot Etzion, Chelek Lamed Beis. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. The bracha says vitzivanu. So there has to be a commandment. It can't just be, this is a nice thing to do, and you get merit for it, but it's not under the framework of a particular mitzvah. You have to identify a mitzvah for it, and he quotes you, the Chidushai Beis Yishai of Rav Shlomo Fisher, which I retyped for you a little bit of over here in Yud Zayin, in a footnote in an article. He says, the concept of a mitzvah kiyumit, a mitzvah that you can fulfill but you're not obligated to do, means that there is a particular mitzvah that is obligatory for some people and not for other people. And if you're in the class of other people, you can still be a good person and go ahead and do it. So there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah Lishma. Women have a mitzvah Talmud Torah, it's just much more limited. But in terms of the part of Talmud Torah that is a male mitzvah, if a woman chooses to do it, she is fulfilling that which we call Talmud Torah, which has a chiyuv already. But you can't just invent, there's the idea that this is a good thing to do and call it a mitzvah kiyumit. There has to be some kind of an infrastructure. There has to be a system into which it fits. This is a very difficult claim to make.
Should work within the Rambam. There is a mitzvah of kiddushin, and that's the mitzvah that...
Yeah, if you take that view, but we're talking now about people who don't accept the Rambam's version. So those are our three minor approaches. Shabbos, v'davak b'ishto, mitzvah kiyumit. Now we get to our last three, which to me are the most interesting. Approach number six is that Kiddushin helps with Nisuin, but Nisuin is the mitzvah. Kiddushin is simply a stage, you call it a hechsher if you like, but not a hechsher for Puravu, but for the path of Nisuin. And this is already seen in the Ran. Because the Ran says, and I brought it here in source Yud Ches, I underlined the key component. He says, Birkas Erusin is a Birkas HaShefach, not a Birkas HaMitzvah. Why isn't it a berachas mitzvah? He says, underline, De'ein mevarachin al mitzvah she'ena siyasa gemar malachta. Ki ha de'akati mitzvah mesira l'chupa. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah if the action you're going to perform doesn't complete the mitzvah. And it's not complete until you do chupa. He's not saying chupa is part of kiddushin. What he's saying is the mitzvah is not completed until nisuin. He's not saying it's per revoke. He's saying that Nisuin is your actual mitzvah. Similarly, you have a ritva in Ksuvas Zayin Amud Beis, which I brought you in Source Yates, in which he quotes the Ramban. Shein mevarchan al mitzvah shein asiyasa gemar malachta, v'zo eina nigmeres ela b'chupa. You see it? I bolded it. I meant to underline it instead of bolding it. I apologize, because when you send out a PDF, the bolding isn't necessarily visible. But that is this perspective. No less than Rabbi Avram ben Harambam floated this idea as his father's view. It's quoted in the Kesef Mishnah. Take a look at source Chaf. Kesef Mishnah says, Chasa Haravram benosha Rabbeinu, that he was challenged when the Rambam says, Mitzvah says here, Lotara lakadesh esaisha, what do you do with Moikata Yuches? Right, when Gadon Yuches told us that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah, Nisuin is a mitzvah, V'tireitz, the end of the second line in Chaf, V'tireitz, Shebeminyan HaMitzvahs, B'tchilas HaAlacha, Omar SheHaMitzvah Lisa Isha B'Ksuva V'Kiddushin. He says, if you go back to the Rambam's list of mitzvahs, he says, not mitzvahs, I'm sorry, if you go back to his introduction to Hilchos Ishus, he says the mitzvah is Lisa Isha, Nisuin. To marry a woman with ksuva and kiddushin, or the kadesh isha. V'zesha amar v'likuchen elu mitzvahs asei. And that's what he means when he says, this likuchen is a mitzvah, meaning as the beginning of mitzvahs nisuin. So Rabbi Avraham ben Harambam is usually looked at as a pretty good source. This idea is a strong idea. The Kuntres HaShiur brings it as well. Rav Rosenzweig did not like this idea at all. He really dismantled it. First of all, he noted the Rambam's language, which I reproduced for you, no pun intended, in Chav Aleph. The Rambam's language is live old b'kiddushin, which he believes means, as I said last week, to become her baal with kiddushin, emphasizing that kiddushin is the mitzvah. Again, others will live all as a maisebia. But that's not his read, as we'll see. That's number one. Number two, the Rambam writes explicitly in source Chav Gimel that the mitzvah is kiddushin. Right? He says, in Aleph, right before my underline, Kevin Shanitna Torah, once the Torah was given, Nitztavu Yisrael Shem Yirtzah Ha'ish Lisa Isha, we were instructed that if you want to get married, Yikne Osa Tchila Bifnei Edim, your mitzvah is to do the Kenyan in front of Edim. Not Nisuin. The Kenyan is Kiddushin. There is no, the Kenyan is Kiddushin. And further he says, as we noted, Likuchanela mitzvah seishal tarayim, that's the mitzvah. Further, and perhaps strongest, Chavdalet and Chavhei. The Rambam writes, regarding the poor Masader Kiddushin, who made a mistake. Right? He got up there, he's really nervous, and he had them give the ring. And, oops, he forgot to do Birkas Erusin. What do you do now? So the Rambam says, you have to go explain to the family that you messed up. Source of Dalet. Kol mekadesh isha bein ha'yatzel bein ha'yishalech tzarech levarech kodem ha'kiddushin. You make kibracha before kiddushin, him or his shaliach, and then do the kiddushin. Just like every mitzvah. And if he did kiddushin without the bracha, lo yivarech achar kiddushin. He doesn't have mavzir and osa. Lo yivarech achar kiddushin. Shazu bracha levatala. He says you don't make the bracha after kiddushin. That's called a bracha levatala. Mashanasa kvar nasa. What's done is done. That's the view of the Rambam. However, in source Chav Hei, the Rambam tells us in general, by Birkas HaMitzvah, that if you have a mitzvah which is fulfilled in an ongoing way, like the words I underlined, Shadayin Asiyasa Kayemis, where it continues to be fulfilled. For example, he says, you put on tzitzis. Every moment you're wearing tzitzis is a new mitzvah. You put on tefillin. Every moment you're wearing tefillin is a new mitzvah. You're sitting in the sukkah. Every moment you're sitting in the sukkah is a new mitzvah. So therefore, if you put on your tzitzis and then realize I didn't make a bracha, you're sitting in the sukkah, you realize you didn't make a bracha, that's okay. It's not okay. But you make your bracha now. That's what you do. Zok the Rambam in Chavei. Whereas, in Chavdalet, he didn't offer us that out regarding Kiddushin. If you took the view that Rabbi Avram and Rambam believes that the mitzvah is still being fulfilled until Nisuin, you should be able to make the bracha even if you already gave the ring. It's a mitzvah nimshaches. It's an ongoing fulfillment of the mitzvah. I wasn't entirely convinced of that. I have to admit, that argument is not entirely convincing because you could argue it's still, this is a maisa for which it was enacted and that maisa is done. The bracha was created with this deed in mind. Nonetheless, since he is who he is and I am who I am, I accept and report his challenge. But that's your sixth view. Again, Ki Yikach, our simple read of the Rambam. Rosh, Puruvu. Three mini views, if you will. Sheves, V'davak B'ishto, Kiyumis. View number six, Nisuin's the mitzvah. Kiddushin is just your opening stage to get to the point of Nisuin. The last two approaches have a subtle distinction between them, but their basic idea is Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. Kiddushin is the way to get married. If you're going to get married, this is how you do it. The first way to read this, and this is approach number seven, is that it's a lav habam michlal aseh. Meaning, you're going to have bia. Have bia with kiddushin, and if you have bia without kiddushin, boy are you in trouble. It's a los aseh. Because this is the way you're supposed to be with her, if you don't, you violated a los aseh. The Kundersei Shirim quotes this from a Maharit on the Rif in the beginning of Kiddushin. I could not find anywhere a Maharit on the Rif, so I just brought you one line as he recorded it in Chavav. Lava ba michlal asehu, kederech shaman harav, mitzvah shkita, v'kama mitzvah saseh, shem yisurim habay michlal aseh. He says, yeah, it's a lava haba michlal aseh. That's the read that he brings from the Ma'arit on the Rib, and that's the Magid Mishnah that we saw before, which I brought for you again in Chavzai. We saw the Magid Mishnah in the beginning of Shir today, when he says that somebody who if he lives with her but not as kiddushin, over basay, because the Torah says ki kach ish isha ubaalav isola liisha kishay yirtza lava alah yia biishus. If you want to be with her, it's via proper ishus. Now there are objections to assigning this read to the Rambam. Meaning, saying that this is actually the Rambam's view is problematic. Bless you. Number one, the Kuntres Shiurim notes, the Rambam's language was Shnitzdavinu Livol Bekidushin. It sounds like your ase is Bia Bekidushin, not is a los ase not to have. That's number one. Number two, Rav Baruch Kahat notes that in Shorash Vav, in the Rambam, in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, he talks about cases of los ase and ase that he's going to count in his list of 613, and it doesn't sound like he would count Lav HaBa Michlal Ase. He doesn't explicitly say, I am not counting Lav HaBa Michlal Ase. But when he lists the types of relationships between Lav and Ase that get counted, so for example, a mitzvah for which there is a los ase and an ase, like Shabbos, he says, I'm going to count those. He never says, I'm going to count a Lav HaBa Michlal Ase. And further, he calls the bracha Birkas HaMitzvah. I don't know of any Birkas HaMitzvah for a Lav HaBa Michlal Ase. I don't even know what that would look like. There are also general objections to this. The Kuntres Shiurim has an objection. He says, you know, if a Rachmana Litzlan, if a girl is a Yisoma Ketana, right, a girl loses her father and she's still a minor, Midirabanan, her mother and her older brother are able to marry her off. Right? They're able to marry her off. Via Bia, she can actually be married. Whether this is a good idea or not is its own sheer. But they enable that to happen so that she'd be taken care of financially. That right exists. But how could you do that without Kiddushin? If you really believe that there's an Isser, right, it's a Lav HaBa Michlal Ase, you have to have Kiddushin. How in the world does the Chachamim create that? So he has a whole discussion about how it can be justified. But the point is, this is a Lav HaBa Michlal Ase read. The mitzvah is, don't have Bia without Kiddushin. The other way to look at it, which is approach number 8, our last approach, is not a Lav HaBa Michlal Ase, but this is the right way to marry. The difference between this and Lav HaBa Michlal Ase, it's a subtle difference, is there is no los ase. There are separate los ases of like Kadesha and Kadesh and whatever, but there is no los ase. But if you are going to marry, Kiddushin is the way to go about it. The Rivash sees this approach in the Rambam. I brought it for you in Chaf Ches. The Rivash is talking about the issue of Pilegesh. And he says, I just jumping to the part that I underlined. La'olam im yirtza chayav likach the kiddushin kol hanoshim sheyikach. If he wants to marry, however many women he's going to marry, he's going to have to use kiddushin. Even if it's 100 of them, it doesn't make a difference. And then the next part I underlined, v'chol sheyavo achazim below kiddushin, avar al mitzvah saseh. It's an asay. If you didn't live with them with kiddushin, it's an asay. But you don't have to get married. But if you're going to get married, this is the way that it is done. If you flip the page to Chavtes, you say it in the Sefer HaMakne, Sefer HaMikna, he says, in the part I underlined, not the second part I underlined, not the Sheves Yitzara, he says, Kevan Shehi Rotzali Inasei Le'ish Asura Lehibayel Lo Below Kiddushin Mishum Lo Siya Kedesha Im Kein Havi Kiddushin Mitzvah. That's the way it's going to have to be. That's what makes it into a mitzvah. He says it's like shechita, it's like shluach hakein. This is Rav Baruch Kahat, also sees the Rambam this way, and Rabbi Rosenzweig reads it this way, and he waxes poetic. He says, go back to the language of the Rambam. The Rambam never actually said there is a mitzvah to get married. He said, live all b'kiddushin, right? That's what the language that we had gotten stuck on. So he suggests that means to become her husband with Kiddushin. If you're going to become her husband, it's via Kiddushin. This is the way to do it. He reads live all as to become married, and this may be supported by Source Lamed, the Rambam's language in the Parish HaMishnayos. He says, V'seder HaKiddushin. What is Kiddushin? How is it done? Bibiya, sheyisyached ima bifnei edim l'shem Kiddushin. Being alone with her in front of edim for the sake of Kiddushin. Ve'en Kiddushin yoser mevuarim me'ela, and there is no Kiddushin that is more explicit than that. V'zosh nisparish b'Torah, and that's what it means. When the Torah says, uba eleha uba'ala, bibiya te'aseh be'ulas ba'al. So I bring this for you because be'ulas ba'al is used clearly not in a sexual sense, but in the sense of being married. That's the way that, I think that can support this read. And the idea is that the rites of Kiddushin introduce Kedusha to the relationship. It elevates the potentially informal and physical into something that has laws and that has rights and that has sanctity to it. Like Shechita as a mitzvah, right? You take the act of eating meat and you convert it into something that has Kedusha to it. It has rules. It has Kavana. It's a whole different thing now. It's like Kedoshim to you in the Ramban. Right? You're investing it with Kedusha. Right? Rosenzweig said this as well, but it's the Magid Mishnah. Take a look at Lamed Aleph. He talks about the mitzvah, the bracha that we make, the girsa sifreinu v'tzivanu al ha'arayos, or in the language of the Rambam, v'vilonu min ha'arayos, the girsa nechonehi, v'hu'a masha'omru kedoshim tiyu, have a prushin min ha'arayos. It's about separating from. And that, he explains, is why the Rambam brings the history in the beginning of Hilchos Yishus. Right? The Rambam brings you this background of what happened kodem Matan Torah, what happens after Matan Torah. Why? Because that's what Kiddushin is supposed to be. Kiddushin as a mitzvah is, you are now going to consecrate the act of marriage. And it fits the odd language of the bracha. Right? It fits it very well. Now I understand why you're making a bracha that talks about prohibiting the arayos and saying that the arusos are asura, because that's the whole point. And in fact, remember the Gemara in Ksuvos Dav Zayin, which highlighted the connection between our bracha. I'm sorry, Tommy. I know you have to go. Our Gemara in Ksuvos Dav Zayin, which talked about the structure of the bracha, right? And it highlighted the connection to Kiddush, right? So we had a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Why is it connected to Kiddush? Is it structurally like Kiddush? It was about whether you say Baruch Atah at the end. Is it because it's a long bracha like Kiddush, or is it because thematically it's like Kiddush? It's about Kedusha. This supports the idea that, in fact, it's about Kedusha, and it also helps explain why you mentioned Chuppah before Kedushin. Because historically, it was via Chuppah. But now, it's with Kedushin as well, to create Kedusha for Chuppah and Nisuin. That's the idea. More to be said on that when we get to the shiur on Birkas Erusin. I hope I end up giving the shiur on Birkas Erusin, because otherwise I'm loading you with all this material you have to throw in now, because I said it's going to be there.
See, love above the wall of say. So he also
put it. Before I get to your question, just the last statement. What am I going to do with Beit Zalamed Vavam Beis, which said it's not a mitzvah on Chol HaMoed? So as the Rivash said, it is a mitzvah. If you will marry, do it this way. That's the way that we'll read it. What I'm sorry, the Beit Zalamed was the Rishus one. What do you do with Moed Katan about Chol HaMoed? So here he has this beautiful idea. He says the Gemara is weighing whether the joy of the Moed and the joy of Kiddushin are incompatible. Such that we'll say, in Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. However, Kiddushin is what prohibits. Right? It's only Nisuin that's going to permit. Kiddushin, the whole point, is the prohibition. That's what creates the Kiddusha here. Therefore, it doesn't involve Simcha. Yeah. And therefore, you're allowed to do Erisin on Chol HaMoed. Which is why, he points out, the Rambam drops Shamei Kad Menu Acher. You know, the Gemara asks, are you allowed to get married then? And we have this idea of, well, you're allowed to do Kiddushin because otherwise you're worried somebody's going to get there first. The Rambam never mentions someone's going to get there first. Why doesn't the Rambam need to mention that? Because the point of mentioning lest somebody get there first, the reason for saying lest somebody get there first is as a justification. You shouldn't be allowed to do this because your joy is incompatible with the day. Not only when you're dealing with Chol HaMoed, but also when you're dealing with Avelus or you're dealing with Tisha B'Av. Right? We should say no Kiddushin because there's joy. No, it's okay. Shamei Kad Menu Acher. But the Rambam drops Shamei Kad Menu Acher. Why? Because he doesn't need the justification. Because he says there's no simcha with Kiddushin. Kiddushin is iser. It's prohibited. Therefore, it's not in conflict with those days at all. That was a beautiful... Beauty, yes. I thought that was a beautiful idea. This is Rosenzweig explaining this sheet. I don't think he was quoting
Yehuda,
it.
Yehuda, they already lived with the women after Kiddushin. So
what do you do with the people in Yehuda? They didn't agree. But that's our last idea here. The seventh and eighth are that Kiddushin is simply, this is the way, if you're going to have Kiddushin, if you're going to get married, the mitzvah is, do it in this way. We've seen a lot here. I hope that it was somewhat clear. I tried to summarize along the way, but I'm not going to hold you here for further summary. I'm already 2 minutes over time. 3 minutes over time. Thank you very much. Yes. Feel free to ask questions now.